Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. The Indianola boys golf team won their home meet, the Steve Spray Invitational. I got a chance to catch up with three of the seniors on the squad on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. Indianola boys golf seniors here at the Steve Spray Invitational. We're joined by
Hayden Stockberger,
Riker Bergen,
Jackson Buchanan.
Well, so far, I don't know the final scores yet, but it feels like Indianola did pretty good. How do we feel about our performance here today at the home course?
We did really good. I think we got first place. I got first place medalist. We played solid. A lot of things to improve on still, but I'm proud of our performance.
Team did very well. I personally got second place, I think, and I shot my best round today, so I was very pleased with how it went.
Team did really good today. Glad some of the lower players stepped up today for a disappointing round by me, but there's always room for improvement.
We know Indianola Golf Club is a tough course that gives you guys an advantage, but you still got to go out and navigate. But I know this is a good test for what's coming up later on, some very other tough courses, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm glad the greens were definitely rolling today, which gives us a look at some of the upcoming courses, which is good for us.
Yeah, I think having this course here in pretty decent shape, especially with the greens, really gets us ready for future courses that we're going to be playing.
Yeah, you had to keep it in playoff tee, keep it down the fairway, and that's what we did today, and good preparation for future tournaments.
I know this team has high expectations after going on the run last year and losing some key guys, but still bringing back a lot of talent. How has that progressed over the course of the season, knowing that you want to peak at the right time, but you still want to be having that success throughout the season?
Yeah, we got a lot of good guys, so I feel like we lost a couple of good players, but we have people that will step up, we know that. And we're just going to keep performing our best capability, and we know we can win every tournament.
Yeah, I feel like we all do our best, you know, try every time, you know, just stay focused. We're going to be a really good team, even if we lost a couple of players.
It's good to see some of the players starting to get hot here later in the season and just really starting to lock in when it's important and when the time's right.
I know fall golf, you get to golf after a summer of practice. How'd that go over the summer? You get enough rounds in and then get yourself prepared for fall golf?
Yeah, I love fall golf. Just gives you all summer to practice and play really anywhere and just get prepared for the whole season, which is nice.
Personally, I play baseball during the summer, so it's a little bit more difficult for me to really practice during the summer. But I think when I do get out and practice, I feel like it's very important just for me to just be focused and everything, get ready for the fall season. So I really like the fall golf.
I think that people that don't play baseball, like, the summer's a good opportunity to get better and better. But right, like Riker said, he's had the whole summer off, but now that he's got a lot of time on the golf course, he's gonna come in hot, just like today, getting second. We're proud of him.
Well, talk about the difficulty of the courses so far for Indianola. Been really all around the state and a pretty busy schedule over the last couple of weeks. How's that gone for you so far?
We've had some really good tournaments and some really bad ones, but we're learning as a whole, as a team, and we're just adapting to these new greens every day and new courses. But I'm really proud of how our team's fought back on some of these harder courses and still finds a way to shoot good here at our home course.
I really like playing all these different courses. I think it's been fun, even though it's been a little crazy these past few weeks, but I think it's been really fun, you know, with all these different courses, you know, with school and everything. It's kind of challenging with that, doing the two, school and golf at the same time, but it's fun. I like it.
I think it's really just a great opportunity to go and play all these really nice courses and getting, like, just a new aspect of golf and all these, like, some of the top courses in the state, and just preparing us for what we have to come.
Well, speaking of what's to come, very tough conference teams. I know Norwalk and DCG got the better of you guys in conference, only for you guys to flip that around come state qualifying time. How do you guys want to stay on top for both those here this year?
I think it'll be a challenge, definitely. DCG's playing really good, and Norwalk, if they get all their guys playing good, they're a top team as well. But just helps to have the advantage of having the conference at our home course, and just having all the guys know what to do here and how to play it.
I think it's going to be really important to play smart. You know, we've all today, like, especially, we played really well. So I think if we all just play smart, play good all together, I think we'll have a really good chance. You know, I think we're a good team.
I mean, we beat DCG today. We can do it anytime we want. So, yep.
Goals for this team, I know, obviously, there's a pretty glaring goal out there that you guys want to go back to state, but do you have any other goals that you're looking forward to, or is it just try and peak at the right time and go make a run at this thing?
I think we just all want to shoot like that below that 290 number every time and try to shoot the best we can. I think we want to just keep breaking, try to break the school record as possible. Today we gave it a good run, but I mean, obviously there's some good tournaments out there. We can definitely do it, and our team's just going to keep working at it.
I think a good goal is just to really do your best that you can. Personally, just stay focused with everything, just play your best round, you know, that's it.
I think if everyone just does their best and tries their hardest in all these meets, it'll all come together. I mean, we all play our best in a tournament, and then I think we have a good shot at making state.
Once again, that was a trio of Indianola boys seniors after the Indianola boys golf team won the Steve Spray Invitational at the Indianola Golf Club on Monday. Hear the full interview online at kniakrls.com, the one to count out for today's local sports coverage and the home of today's Lely Radio Sports page, KNIA KRLS.